By the end of the year, it's estimated almost 75,000 unaccompanied minors from Central America and Mexico will have crossed the border. That figure comes from KIND, Kids in Need of Defense, a group that provides legal representation to these children. It's almost double the number from 2013. New York has received more of these children than any state except Texas. As Alexandra Starr reports, every Saturday afternoon in the Bronx, a group of these teens meet to play a sport they love.
A group of boys playing pickup soccer a few blocks from Yankee Stadium are celebrating a goal. Most of the players are from Honduras and crossed the border on their own. All of them were detained before being released to family members in New York City. They're still facing possible deportation, though. That's why we're using just their first names.
For me, soccer is everything.
Carlos is 18. He never misses a practice.
I like to come every Saturday because I focus so much I forget what's happening outside. I forget about problems, arguments. I just focus on soccer, which is what I like.
There's a lot that Carlos would like to forget. Some of it dates back to his childhood in San Pedro Sula in Honduras. It's the city with the highest murder rate in the Americas, according to a Mexican think tank. When Carlos was 15 years old, he saw a close friend shot in front of him by gang members. He was told the group did not allow for witnesses. He would either have to join their ranks or die.
It was very sad and painful at the same time, seeing your friends die. I didn't care if something happened to me, but to my family, because they seek vengeance with the family, not just with the person they target. So I had to come here.
Carlos set out north when he was 16 years old with just $150 on him. The trip through Guatemala and Mexico took him 7.5 months. That was mostly because he would stop and take odd jobs to save up money so he could pay for the bus. At first, he hitched rides on the freight train known as La Bestia. What he saw freaked him out.
I didn't have a guide to bring me. I made it by luck. I saw a lot of people fall from the trains, ended up mutilated. I think I saw people die like 10 times on the way over. I didn't want to be another one of those victims.
Carlos was eventually apprehended by Border Patrol in Arizona. After a month and a half in juvenile detention, he was released to his grandmother in the Bronx. He's being represented by an attorney at Catholic Charities, Brett Stark.
Many of my clients, I would say most, are pursuing something called special immigrant juvenile status, which is for children under the age of 21 who've been abused, abandoned, or neglected by one or both of their parents. And it's something that many of the unaccompanied kids we're seeing are eligible for.
Carlos is eligible because his father abandoned the family when he was a baby. Catholic Charities isn't just providing pro bono legal help for him. Staff there hooked him up with a weekly soccer game. It's run by South Bronx United, a nonprofit tutoring and soccer program. Elvis Garcia Callejas understands what the players are grappling with. He himself came to the United States as an unaccompanied migrant from Honduras a decade ago.
The language is different, school system is different, people here are different.
He says soccer was a grounding force as he adjusted to a very different life in the States.
Coming to the U.S. and having soccer in this country, it makes them feel like they know something.
Garcia Callejas now works as a case manager at Catholic Charities. He also moonlights as Carlos's soccer coach. Carlos likes being around kids like him, kids who are also from Honduras, trying to make their way in an unfamiliar world.
I started talking to them, and we became friends. Through soccer, as I told you, because if we hadn't come here, hadn't started playing, we wouldn't have the friendships we've made, you know?
The boys are also contending with the stress of being in legal limbo. They are awaiting court hearings that will determine whether they can stay in the U.S. One of Carlos's teammates, Ariel, says he's pinning his hopes on it.
I give thanks to God. I hope that the judge will say yes, give me residency or citizenship so I can be someone here in the United States, continue with my soccer and get to a better place.
In a lot of ways, the boys' lives feel on hold until they find out whether they can stay for good. But one thing will be constant as they wait. Every Saturday afternoon, they'll be playing at the pickup game in the South Bronx. For Latino USA, I'm Alexandra Starr in New York.